Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
In my shirt, Bob, you can see it's Outdoor Bike Day. But not just Outdoor Bike Day, it's go pick up my new bike shoes that my girlfriend got me for my birthday tomorrow and ride the Rose Bowl without you. It's not a bike ride if you don't fall in some forest next to me. It's just not.
Brand new bike shoes. And what did you say? You're going to ride the Rose Bowl?
Yeah,
what?
In Pasadena.
What is that?
It's in Pasadena because that's where my bike shop is.
Well, I know what the Rose Bowl is, but why? How would you? How do you ride
around
the Rose?
You ride around it.
That's what bike nerds do in L.A.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you just ride in a big circle around the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm missing that.
Yes, but it doesn't make a sound unless Bob Seska falls in a forest next to you. It doesn't make a sound.
Yes.
Sean, you missed that. Bob and I went for a bike ride in D.C. and some guy ran off the road into a ditch.
Oh, my God.
He was upside down. I had to save his giant balls because he was stuck in a tree.
She grabbed me by them and yanked me out of the gully.
Listen, it was not a handle, Stephanie.
It
was a terrifying operation because Bob Seska's giant package was like we had to try to get his bike out. He was like, ow, ow! Right.
Said, is this where I grab? Do I grab? And think, no. Wait. This isn't so bad.
You said those aren't
this
pillows.
I'm so glad I crashed now because now I get to be yanked out of the gully by my balls.
Based on her track record, Bob, I'd be happy she didn't use the jaws of life.
Bob is 6'4", and he definitely makes a sound when he falls in the forest, a giant, giant sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
The sound is,
ah! You stupid mother... Okay. All right.
Yeah,
Bob.
Just like yelling, a-hole, the guy who did it.
Yes. Thank you. By the way, Bob, we're nerds. There's no hearing today. I know we, of course, are sending our love and light to the people in Florida. But, oh, my God. Right?
Including my friend Buzz Burbank, who's right there in the path.
Yeah, I know.
Of the hurricane.
I know.
Yeah. Fortunately, I think the hurricane is missing Buzz Burbank. I think the hurricane has said Hurricane Ian is like, you know what? I'm not screwing with Buzz Burbank.
Not America's newsman. No.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to shoot into Florida south of Buzz Burbank and spare Buzz Burbank. So I'm going to mention Buzz Burbank a couple more times.
All right. I think that would be good.
Did I mention I'm talking about Buzz Burbank?
All right.
All
right. So I was saying the Bob Seska rule is just so in effect about Trump always makes things worse for Trump. This $3 million, it's the only person he's ever paid up front. He's the only actual lawyer, right? And the guy, right? He's just, I think this special master thing is not working out the way he thought it would, right? And so.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you can imagine those conversations that Donald Trump has with his attorneys. His attorneys say, well, here's how the rules work. Here's how we do things, you know, in the real world. You take this step and then you take this step and then you have to argue this way. And then you hope that the judge agrees with you and says, no, that's not how it's done. Chris Keis, I'm going to get Christina Bob back. You better watch out. I'm going to get Mark Kasowitz back here. And so he's constantly threatening, keeping people off balance, refusing to pay them. This is what Donald Trump has always done. He's a pain in the ass to work with. No one wants to work with him.
Yeah.
So he's got to go fishing for whatever lawyers he can find out of the back of the phone book or wherever. So he's getting the best legal representation that will agree to represent him.
Yeah.
And that's so, not very good.
We just covered in the first segment about, you know, Tucker Carlson and Trump, you know, doing this conspiracy theory about Biden blew up the pipeline. And here's how Russia could retaliate. I mean, they are so actively on Putin's side. It is just astounding. Yeah. And it just, I couldn't wait to get you on today because, of course, the Edward Snowden thing, I was just like, oh, my God. Bob Seska, yeah. I tried to tell you how long you just said, right? Matt Gaetz said Joe Biden should pardon Snowden. And you said Republicans support the theft and exposure of national security secrets.
Yeah,
period.
Yeah.
And how long ago defending. How long ago did we say this? That Snowden is a traitor. He is just,
oh, yeah. Okay. 9 years. It's been 9 years. It'll be 10 years coming up this coming up summer in June, I believe it is, when the first story Glenn Greenwald dropped happened. And so this is not surprising to those of us who were following the story closely with a critical eye back in 2013.
Yeah.
When especially, and I wrote a piece about this back in 2013 about how as soon as Edward Snowden was shepherded from Hong Kong, where he had a birthday party, a birthday pizza party at the Russian consulate, he was taken by WikiLeaks attorneys.
Aye.
See, all these names are so appropriate now. They have a new patina of weirdness about them after the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
And so he's shepherded by WikiLeaks attorneys to Moscow, where while, you know, camping out in the Moscow airport, he hires Russian attorney Anatoly Kucherina. I think that's how you pronounce his last name, Kucherina. And Anatoly Kucherina is a or was a lawyer for the FSB, for the Russian FSB. And those of us who have been following Trump-Russia all along, at the very least watching the Rachel Maddow show, we all know what the FSB is. The FSB is the modern-day version of the KGB.
Yeah.
And that and one of their attorneys is the attorney who represented Edward Snowden in Moscow in 2013 when he was there in the airport. So this is no surprise to any of us that he is being offered Russian citizenship by Vladimir Putin.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, well, you actually, one of your tweets is like Rachel Maddow's opening segment. It goes on and on, but it's very interesting. You said you said Putin's busy 10 years, Snowden 2013, invasion of Crimea 2014, Trump 2015 to present, Western social media 2015 to present, Brexit 2016, Le Pen 2017 and 2022 unsuccessful, invasion of Ukraine 2022. And just the fact that we continue to have you know, I don't know what else to call them, but traitors, like Tucker Carlson actively rooting for Putin and Russia over the United States.
Well, when the checks keep clearing, I guess that's why. I think that's, in fact, probably why. You know, and I want to bear in mind, too, that some experts that I've talked to about incorporating Edward Snowden into this timeline of Putin effery, for lack of a better term. I know Malcolm Nance, for example, doesn't necessarily agree that Putin. You know what? Actually, I think Malcolm Nance agrees with me on Putin being part of this timeline of Vladimir Putin screwing with the West. And it kind of makes a lot of sense when you stack that up with what happened in 2014 with the invasion of Crimea right after the Sochi Olympics, and then on and on and on, Donald Trump in 2015 and continuing on through present day. And so on and so on. This is all part of Vladimir Putin messing with the West and making sure that we're all screaming at each other so that he can soften us up for, you know, more and more disinformation.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that's why I was so surprised when he invaded Ukraine again.
Yeah.
Because I thought his operation was going to be exclusively what Donald Trump calls the cyber. I thought it was just going to be the cyber. And so
not
I was
to be confused,
wrong on that.
Not
but,
to be confused yeah. with the nuclear. The nuclear is the so nuclear, important.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
nuclear is so important to me.
The N-word. It's the N-word.
Oh,
don't
God.
Say the N-word.
Oh, my God. Can I just say it was in my morning stack? Trump told guests he wasn't using the same White House toilet as Obama. You understand what I'm talking about. Oh, let me think. It's so subtle. Oh, because he's black guy? Is that what you, is that? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So subtle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's more like that in Maggie Haberman's book.
I'm not buying that stupid book. But yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, that's true. You don't have to because the excerpts are all over the internet.
Yeah.
You can basically put the whole book together just by flipping through the Daily Beast and the Atlantic. But yeah, he was lots of stories in there about racism, just flagrant yeah. racism, transphobia, homophobia across the board. He was
yeah.
really into kind of othering gay people,
yeah.
like using the F word and,
nice.
And just
yeah,
yeah,
that's
evaluating
so surprising.
People.
It's yeah. surprising that he's an entire bag of D's. I did not see
I
that
know,
coming.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking
oh,
news.
Speaking of Russian traitors, you retweeted Rand Paul says he has a novel idea if Republicans retake the Senate. He says as committee chair, he will appoint a special counsel to investigate Dr. Fauci, headed by You just said the cover-up mm-hmm. of Trump's responsibility for the pandemic and accompanying American deaths continues. Whenever they mention their scapegoat, Fauci pushed back by emphasizing who allowed the deadly virus to spread uncontrolled because he wanted to be reelected and lost anyway. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's the tragedy of it, Stephanie, is that he made this gigantic sacrifice in terms of not himself, but sacrificing in the course of just the year 2020, 400,000 American lives. He threw 400,000 American lives into his reelection campaign.
Yeah.
It wasn't just about raising money for him. It wasn't just about campaigning and doing his rallies, making videos and so on. It was about sacrificing all of those lives, making sure that he was indulging all the people, all the refuseniks, all the people who didn't want to do the protocols.
Another very dear friend of mine just got it yesterday. And actually a very famous person. I'm not going to say who. But anyway, it's just the fact that this is still going on. I was talking to Jody about it yesterday. Who's been safer than Jody? And the fact that we are still dealing with this.
And he set the tone. The president sets the tone for the country. He started this ball rolling with saying to people, well, you don't have to do the protocols. You don't have to be safe. You don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
You don't have to do all the important things that we have to do as a society.
Yeah.
And so consequently, all these people died. We continue to have to deal with the COVID now. And the ultimate tragedy, going back to the beginning of what we were saying, is that he lost the election anyway.
Well,
he made that sacrifice.
And if he maybe done the minimum on COVID, he might have won. Right? I mean,
terrifyingly, exactly right.
since he was just a disaster in every other way. But I just thought one of the doctors we follow, because I just traveled, as you know, to Chicago, Sexy Liberal. She tweeted, to recap, you can't bring a full-size bottle of shampoo on a plane, but you can bring COVID and not even have to mask. Do I get that right? I mean, and that's the other thing in terms of, you know, just how selfish we are as a society. People travel knowing they have COVID. I mean, like,
right.
and because you're not required to be vaccinated or mask or anything to fly. And anyway.
It's times like this when I go, and there's been some video of people defying the hurricane in Florida. There's some guy, some beach bum who's like up in a tower or something like that. I'm going to give you a play-by-play view of the hurricane. When I see that sort of thing, I'm trying to censor myself. You know, my reaction, Stephanie, is always, oh, for God's sake, shut down the internet. We are just not evolved enough to handle this technology. We can't deal with this glut of information, and our brains are not able to process it correctly. And I'm speaking in generalities, but it's true. When you see COVID and the rise of QAnon and Trump and, you know, the idiots with the hurricane, you just shut down the internet.
Yeah.
We don't need it.
Yeah.
We don't, it's doing more harm than good.
Shut it down. Of course, I knew you would have to comment on Ben Shapiro saying the U.S. military is being ruined because it's abandoning masculinity. And you said I would pay cash money to watch alleged manly man, Ben Shapiro, try to survive one day on Paris Island. I'd pay double if all the rest of the recruits were trans men. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I mean, if you were to line up Ben Shapiro with, let's say, a platoon of trans men, who's going to look like the girly girl in that scenario? It's going to be Ben Shapiro. I notice he's starting a beard. He's starting like a patchy, like a 12-year-old boy's beard.
He's trying.
It's like Damone in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You see the mustache coming in? Yeah. You see that rat? It's really coming in thick now. Yeah. Good luck, Ben. Good luck.
Yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
So what, I don't know what, again, when this will be scheduled, January 6th, but on the documents case, I love you actually retweeted Maggie Haberman, who said, nothing of great urgency, no, Trump said when I asked him if he'd taken documents from the White House in an interview back whenever, right? And you said, uh-huh, right. And yet he's risking prison and ignominy while lying to the FBI and engaging in an expensive legal battle in order to keep the documents, you know, because they're nothing special. It's like the document version of the coffee boy excuse. They're a bunch of coffee yeah. boys, what I kept. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. He's just downplaying the content of what he stole, which, yeah, again, you have to ask the question. Why would he steal it in the first place if it was a big nothing burger in there? Why would he spend 4 years as president hauling boxes and files up to the residence so he could maniacally thumb through them like Oswald Cobblepot looking at all the names of the firstborn of Gotham? This is what Donald Trump was doing his entire time. That was for Travis.
I got.
I know. I love when you speak nerd.
I got turned on so like you don't even know, Bob.
That's when we only shoot him from the waist up. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Good for me. Thanks.
So yeah, he wouldn't have stole these documents if they were nothing. I mean, for crying out loud. Right. I mean, he's an idiot, but he's not that much of an idiot. So yes, of course, there's damaging, awful things in these documents. Why else would he have them?
Well, you are of the camp he's not running. You said his cash poor status is primarily why he won't run for president. Unless, of course, I don't know, he sold what's in those 43 missing those folders. You know, I mean, it is always hard to know what's the next shoe to drop, right? I mean.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I still don't think he's running. I still don't think he's got, I don't think he can afford to do it. I mean, he has to survive while he's running. I mean, certainly people will donate money for his campaign. But he can't live off it. He can't repair his jet with that money. He can't use it. Already, Save America PAC is in big trouble in terms of being investigated. And that there's a grand jury in Washington, D.C. looking into Save America PAC. So they, and you know what they did? They actually moved the money out of Save America PAC and they started another thing.
Aye, aye, aye.
So it's all the grift continues.
The grift goes,
you know, as soon as you checkmate him in one place, he's just got to take his little awfulness and move it over to another bucket. It's ridiculous.
I have a birthday tomorrow, as we all know, Sean. I will be 41. Yes, correct.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, you said that your favorite people have birthdays. That was on Saturday. Mark Hamill and Hal Sparks. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Libra's rule.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
It was a banner day for births. Yeah.
But you also, you retweeted Bryan Adams' nostalgic ode to the summer of 69 came out in 1984. If it were released today, it would be waxing poetic about the good old summer of 2007, the year the iPhone was released. And you just said, my God.
Oh, my God. And by the way, the year that a radio personality named Stephanie Miller read one of my Huffington Post articles on Sirius XM, and I nearly drove off the road. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, there it is. She did it.
Travis tweeted, the only reason I know about that song, because it was released in 84, 3 years after I was born. So even though it was about the summer of 69.
That's how you learned about the summer of 69.
That's how I heard about it. Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't have known.
Like, what's so big about 69?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But observations like that about how, the equivalent of the summer of 69 would be 2007 in relation to now. Another reason to shut down the internet.
Thank you
very much. I'm not evolved enough to hear that kind of news. So I don't, no one else has to be. So,
All right. Love you,
Bob. I'm just trying to help. Love you too. Have a good ride.
You are a helper. You're a liberal helper. All right. I'll be thinking of you. I'll fall in your honor. Okay.
All right.
Love you.
All right. No, don't do that.
No,
bye-bye.
No.